This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This whole daylight savings time really drives me crazy. It's kind of interesting how, some people, I was listening to Fox 5 this morning, where they said a lot of people, when it comes to daylight savings time, they get the clocks wrong. What is it, 12% of people move their clocks wrong? Back, we're supposed to set them back at 2 in the morning. What we're supposed to do is we're supposed to set it back an hour, right? In the fall, it falls back, and then in the spring, you spring forward. So I usually get up at about 1:58 in the morning, splash some water on my face so I'm nice and awake and I'm really, really good and alert. I tell you guys, I do this every year. You think I'm lying? I get up, I do this twice a year, where I make sure at 1:58 I am all awake and ready to go to make that clock change because I want to get it right. Then when I get it right, I let everybody know in the house, guys, I switch the clocks. Everybody switch the clocks. I go on Facebook, it's everybody switch the clocks. All right, now it's about 1:05 in the morning, right? Because, okay, you're supposed to switch at about 2 in the morning. So wake up at 1:58. So I switch it back to then 12:58. Now it's about 1 in the morning, and I go to bed. But I'm like, wait a second. At 2 a.m., you're supposed to move back the clocks. The big problem with me is I'm starting to lose my short-term memory. So now I wake up and I go, wait a second, okay. So my alarm just woke me up again. Did I change back the clocks or did I not? So I change it back again. All right, so now here we are. It's about 1-something again, whereas for all you guys, like 3. And so after about 5 or 6 times of this, I finally wake up the next day. I don't know what the heck time it is. And I better know because I think the Cowboys have a 1 p.m. Eastern. That means 10 a.m. my time. But after I screw around with daylight savings time, I'm going to be probably watching it at like 4 in the afternoon. I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, remember that the clocks turn back. Here I'm looking at time.com. Time says that the clocks turn back an hour at November 6th at 2 a.m. Eastern. Are we doing it wrong? Okay, I wait till it's 2 a.m. Pacific time. But then if that's the case, I'm not matched up with, you see what I mean? If everybody on the East Coast is changing their clocks back while we're not, because we're still, watching the nightly news, and they're already, I don't know. So I think it's very, very interesting. Okay, as we know, it started back in the Benjamin Franklin days, so you wouldn't go through your candles too much. Why don't we use more of the daylight? If we change our clocks, all right, and we use more of the daylight, we could, and it conserves energy. Interesting. They say, but daylight savings time began in Germany on May 1st, 1916, in the hopes that it would save energy during World War I. This is according to Michael Downing, author of Spring Forward, The Annual Madness of Daylight Savings Time. They said the Germans were first to mess with their clocks, but they got the idea from the British and from someone whose ideas about daylight savings time had little to do with conserving fuel. So at time.com, they start to go back as to who really, really gets credit. And I remember that the Germans were doing it, the British were doing it, and in America, they said the first U.S. law on daylight savings time went into effect March 19th, 1918, again, to try to save fuel. This was about a year after the country entered the war. But again, they said the official reason was fuel saving. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which was the major backing of the policy, said Americans are getting off work while it was still light, So they could go shopping, they could do more things, they could play more games. So it didn't really seem to be a big, huge issue with fuel as it started to be with baseball. Baseball was a huge supporter of this because now, you know, this was, what, 1918. You really didn't have a lot of, most baseball games were played during the day when they could use regular light. So now you could kind of extend the game time. So, many people are saying, why are we still doing it? This is ridiculous. It drives us crazy. I would say, guys, don't complain now because I really want that extra hour. But if we could maybe abolish it in the spring, just abolish the springtime one. They said World War II, let me see what happened. This is interesting. They said there wasn't going to be another national daylight savings time policy until 1942 for the duration of World War II, but New York City continued to observe a metropolitan daylight savings time all along. They say the city's position as a financial capital, other places followed, and the result was cities observing daylight savings time surrounded by rural areas that were not, and then nobody could tell what time it was anywhere. So I get it, the big cities were doing it, but the little cities were like, what? Excuse me, we're the ones with the farms. You know, when the rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo, he's not going to do it based on your clock. He's going to cock-a-doodle-doo whatever the heck he wants. So I guess in 1966, there was the Uniform Time Act. And they say, signed by President Richard Nixon, the first peacetime daylight savings time law said that the U.S. policy would be to observe 6 months of daylight savings time and 6 months of standard time. I do think it's stupid, but that's just me. It required states to either adopt daylight savings time entirely or opt out, avoiding the patchwork of cities and counties that had to be so problematic. Now, Arizona opted out, because they don't need an extra hour of daylight in the summer. It's already like about 120 degrees down there. So 1969, in March, the Arizona Republic, the main newspaper there, kind of made an editorial and said, look, guys, we really don't want any extra sunlight. Thank you. Count us out. Then in 1973, there was the oil embargo that went into effect, so Nixon called for year-round daylight savings time, and then the brief trial ended because, you know, children they thought could get hit by cars. Daylight savings time still, though, popular. In 1986, the U.S. started observing 7 months of it. Yeah, remember you were like, wait a second here, I don't understand this. Why is it longer? Yeah, they gave an extra month. Apparently, they say the golf industry, manufacturers of barbecue equipment, said it was worth $200 million to $400 million. So now, in 2005, the U.S. has been observing 8 months of daylight savings time. They say in 2008, the U.S. Department of Energy did a report to find out how much we save energy. They said there was a 0.5 decrease in total electricity per day since the extension. So I don't know. Just all we do is just get an extra hour of sleep. That's all I can say. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so based on the NFL injury report, the Falcons... It was going to be obvious that they were going to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though I have family from Florida, and I do like the Buccaneers. The NFL injury report doesn't lie. Now, I do not have, and it really ticks me off, I don't understand why they're taking so long. Usually we have the NFL injury report by Friday of the week, but we do not have any. We got a Bronco Raider game I need to tell you guys, give you my picks for. Got Steeler Ravens, Cowboys Browns, even if I'm still rooting for the Cowboys, but Jaguars,
the Vikings and the Lions.
The Vikings and the Lions.
There's a lot riding on that there, at least here, because
Yeah, Vikes are awesome. I love the Vikings' new stadium. I don't have the NFL injury report, so I can't give you. So basically, what you guys are going to have to do, we've got Eagles and Giants, Panthers, Rams, Saints, 49ers, Colts and Packers, Titans, Chargers, Bills, Seahawks. That's on Monday. Bills and Seahawks are going to be on Monday. So here's the thing. I know many of you guys are waiting to run to the sports books until I get my NFL picks. And remember, I was about 80% last week. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that meaning, look, guys, this is science. The NFL injury report helps us determine who's going to win. And only being off by two games is not bad, especially with all the overtime issues we've been having. So all I can tell you guys to do is, because we are not going to have my picks before the end of the show today, you will need to on Saturday look at my website or go to my Twitter or go to my Facebook to get my NFL picks football winner picks. And it has nothing to do with the color of the uniform yet. I do not have to go to the color of the uniform unless there are too many groin injuries to count on the NFL injury report. If I can't figure it out based on all the groin injuries, and I understand the Cowboys had a groin injury, that could be devastating for the whole entire team. Here's the thing, okay? If the Browns had a groin injury, the Browns could have. They could have been so mad that the Cleveland Indians, lost the World Series that they might have been, come on, and they might have hurt themselves. I don't know. Or they could have gotten into a fight with a Cub fan and gotten kicked in the groin. So we don't know. That's why, everybody's talking about the election. Everyone's talking about Hillary and Trump and us. Four and a half days till the election. And they're like, nobody's telling us anything from the FBI. Okay, you think that's bad. We're getting nothing from the NFL injury report. So I don't know what the heck is going on. This is going to be an absolute chaotic weekend. Because no one's telling us nothing, so we don't know what the heck to do. So just everybody calm down. Calm down. Did you like how Donald Trump did that? He kind of told himself right in the middle of a lecture. Okay, all I have to do is stay cool. Stay cool. Stay on point. Yeah, man. They say that it is... But can I just say something about the polls? Okay, so they're going back and forth, right? Where Hillary had this big, huge 12-point lead, okay, before the FBI bombshell. I don't understand why it's a bombshell. I mean, we knew all the time that there was something going on. It's just, just the FBI finally, publicly said, okay, we may do something about it. So then she started losing to the polls. And it sounds like Donald Trump has been tightening the race. Still has a long way to go. But they're saying technically he could win the electoral map. He could. And which is, it blows my mind how this election has transformed from the, you thought Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders and we're going to, probably go the distance. So it's very interesting to see how it played. But I don't think any of us are shocked. I think a lot of us predicted we would see a Hillary and a, because it was an injury report. There was a, why not? There was a political injury report. And they might not talk about groin injuries, but they'll talk about other injuries. That's what they need to do. The NFL injury report is so telling, guys. It really is. But what I don't understand, and somebody help me understand this, is how is every day a different poll result? That's very confusing to me. So what I'm asking is, so they say, okay, so Trump's behind in New Hampshire. Then the next day, no, Trump's now today, in today's poll, Trump is, who are they polling? I'm still very confused with this because nobody has ever asked me for a poll in Nevada. So Nevada, they're saying, is now tightening the race with Trump. Okay, did anybody take my poll? Are they polling the exact same people that voted? Are there people saying, all right, today I'm going to vote for Hillary. Nope, now today I'm going to vote for Trump. No, you know what? I'm going to vote for Hillary again. Is that what's happening? I don't get that. I think everybody made up their mind back in 2013. I don't know why the poll. I can understand people dropping off because of their dislike of Hillary and the idea of what's going to happen, now that the FBI is moving forward. But for the most part, those who want Hillary voted for Hillary. Those who want Trump voted for Trump. So I don't get how the polls change each day. That to me is very, very confusing. Some of you guys are complaining about the exchange. Apparently, open enrollment has been going on since November 1st, taking us to January 31st. I appreciate many of your emails and notes on what you're dealing with and what you're facing. I'm not going to read a lot of them on the air. I understand higher costs. We told you there was going to be sticker shock. I'm just hoping that those of you that are able to qualify for the subsidies, take advantage of it. You might as well. It's there. You know, our tax dollars already went to paying for it, so they'll continue to. So you might as well get some sort of coverage, because I'm worried about this next winter, and I don't want you, you know, going without. So the insurance won't start till January 1st. So just because you sign up now doesn't mean, but I, you know, still the sooner the better. And, you know, we, It's a very frustrating, chaotic time. We've talked about stress. We've talked about the uneasiness. We've talked about how this is the most, I guess, you know, ridiculous, not only election, but period of time. I don't think we have ever, if you took a snapshot photo of what's going on, let's just take a snapshot photo. Just take a quick picture of across the United States. And what are you going to see across the United States? One, you're going to see a Donald Trump statue naked. And then on the other side of the United States, you're going to see a Hillary Clinton statue naked, okay? You're going to be seeing a snapshot of all these very dark commercials, all right? And the Trump one, that Trump commercial, there's a few of them. They always end the Trump commercial, and you can tell them to go beep themselves. And how do you hear that over and over again? I don't, if I was visiting this country thinking, I think I want to move to America, and I saw this, I'd be like, what the heck is going on? You have nobody knowing what to put their money on for football because there's no NFL injury report out yet, which is a big problem. You got this daylight savings time that confuses the heck out of everybody. So it's a very, very interesting, well, this is probably going to be one of the most interesting weekends we've ever seen. And guys, it's Friday. So somebody usually drops some bombshell. Everybody's talking about how there's going to be another bombshell probably Bill Clinton too, but on Donald Trump. And WikiLeaks is supposed to have something super big on Hillary Clinton. So it's Friday. So we haven't even started the weekend, and there's supposed to be something big happening. So I'm just going to hide out in my home. I'm going to watch a lot of football. And just, you know, I'm going to vote for Dak Prescott for president. Now, I already voted. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dozens of USC students have been sickened by the norovirus. University of Southern California, USC officials say students have been sickened by the GI illness norovirus in the number of the campus residence halls and the dorms. City News Service reports that fewer than 100 students have come down with the norovirus in the 7-day period since the illness first reported. Campus health officials sent an advisory to students on October 27th, reporting an increased number of cases in the dorms. And so it could have been, I don't know, dorm food, I don't know. Norovirus is transmitted from contaminated food or water of an infected person. Symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cramps, fever, muscle aches and fatigue. The symptoms generally subside within 48 hours. Oh, norovirus is horrible. It is not fun. Every now and then you get these outbreaks. So somebody must have had some party, right? And they, I don't know, and everybody starts to share foods, or they shared that red cup, and now you got a bunch of people sick. And don't they have midterms? Or are they done with midterms? I don't, or maybe just have a bunch of kids wanting to call out sick, right, so they could go vote. I don't know. I know. You're supposed to be able to get out of class to go vote. There's class on election day, but I think you're supposed to be able to get out of class to vote. All right. So for those of you that have that, remember, wash your hands. Don't eat from other people's utensils. And, you know, make sure you have a toilet and a lot of toilet paper nearby. The soft toilet paper. I had norovirus. I was so cut up. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
De There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, what we now have is not only does Zika cause microcephaly and, you know, Guillain-Barré in adults, and it could cause infertility and other neurological issues in babies. The problem we're having now in the media is when we talk about the Zika virus and the effects, we have to sit here and list so many things, right? All right. So what the CDC has done is he's helped us out. All right. They've helped us out. OK. Okay? They've done us a solid. And what the CDC has done is when it comes to infants, they have combined a lot of the negative, very, very devastating medical effects that occur with Zika into one whole cluster called a syndrome. Right? And that's what a syndrome is, like a constellation of issues that happen. Because as we know, and we talked about this very, very early on with Zika, as we know, when a child, let's say, develops a very small skull, it's not just a skull issue. Yes, it can be. In some cases where, all right, well, they have a small skull, so the brain, then here you have a normal brain that's trying to find room. But unfortunately, the majority of the cases, the brain then doesn't normally develop. Well, then if the brain doesn't normally develop, now you have a bunch of other issues. So do you list them all separately, or do you combine them all? So the CDC has recognized the cluster of diseases by defining it and calling it congenital Zika syndrome, or CZS. And I wrote about this. It's going to be on my Facebook, my Twitter page, on my blog. Go to drdahlia.com or drdahlia.wordpress.com. So this week, the CDC recognized this, and this is basically how they broke it down. One is, you got the skull abnormalities. So the skull abnormalities that usually will cause that severe microcephaly. You got a very small shaped head. It looks like the skull is collapsed partially in the back. The remaining skull components are deformed, maybe not attaching. You have these sutures, they call them. And, they're supposed to kind of grow into each other like puzzle pieces. They don't grow correctly. Over the head, you'll have some overlapping skin issues. Obviously, you could have neurological impairment because of that. Then they talk about the brain abnormalities. You could have a thinning of the cortex of the brain, a reduced white matter, increased fluid spaces, because the brain has to allow fluid, CSF, to, flow through it. If the brain is now misshapen, all right, even if there's no skull issue, they say it could cause misshapen brain, calcification deposits showing where there's damage. Then eye abnormalities. They've actually found it. There's a cluster of eye issues that these babies get. They could get cataracts. They could get a shrinking or atrophy of the optic nerve. You could get scarring of the macula. The macula is what kind of focuses the images that come. The macula is there on the retina, and it helps do the fine focus of images. Scarring of that could obviously lead to blindness. Then you have the limb abnormalities. Some of these babies are being born with club foot, restriction of limb movements, contractures, where they're just kind of bent and they just won't straighten out. And then, of course, a variety of neurological abnormalities. These babies born with Zika could have seizures. They could be irritable. They could be crying a lot. They could have issues with hearing, vision. They could have trouble swallowing, issues with movement. So CZS is this whole syndrome that covers the five specific problems. And the reason why this is called congenital Zika syndrome is they're not really seeing this constellation with many other diseases. So it seems pretty unique to Zika to have a child, unfortunately, completely damaged like this. And the reason why this is so important is, let's say a baby doesn't have microcephaly. Let's say the baby's brain is for some reason, the skull is fine. It could still, they found that these infants could still, unfortunately, start to deteriorate because if the Zika didn't cause the skull to change, it could still be causing issues with everything else, and causing seizures and difficulty seeing and hearing and swallowing, etc. So that's why many of these babies do not do well or live long if they make it. So as of October 27th, 2016, this is the latest data we could get from the CDC, there are currently 1,005 women in the U.S. and District of Columbia that are pregnant. That are currently pregnant with Zika. 2,263 cases in the U.S. territories. They say the number is an underestimation of women not screened for Zika and do not have symptoms to prompt them to get tested. 4 out of 5, people do not even feel the Zika symptoms. So if you have a pregnant woman that is, feeling fine and her doctor is not bringing up that she gets screened, we have no idea if she, so this is an underestimation. So 2,200 200 pregnant women in the U.S. territories that could be giving birth to Zika babies, or those with ZZS. The CDC is reporting right now a total of 4,100 cases of Zika in the United States and District of Columbia. Most of them are travel-related as opposed to sex and or mosquito-borne. And then over 30,000 cases in the U.S. territories. So obviously for more information on Zika, you can go to the CDC. Now let's switch gears and talk about Ebola. So the Ebola outbreak that occurred a couple years ago that scared the hell out of us, they are saying what they believe happened is there was a very small tweak in the genome of Ebola. A C got turned into a T. These amino acids that build up the DNA. And they say that is all it took to make Ebola more infectious during the West Africa epidemic. Two studies published in the journal Cell found that a single mutation arose early in the epidemic. It allows Ebola to infect human cells more easily than the original version of the virus, way more easily. The largest difference we saw was about a fourfold increase in the number of cells infected, according to Jeremy Luban, a virologist at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. When you're talking about a virus that could kill you, this is a pretty scary number. So Ebola appeared, remember, Christmas time in late 2013. Family zero, unfortunately, most of the family died where someone was really, really ill. Family members took care of them, then the family members came down with it and they died. I think somebody as young as even two. And I think even ground zero was a child in terms of the ground zero patient. It spread faster and further than any previous Ebola outbreak, and we didn't know why. Now, one theory for that was, well, there was highly dense populated cities and lack of education in terms of what this could be. So when somebody's sick, you start to help them, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a second, I had no idea. Just like what happened in America with Thomas Duncan, and then the nurse that took care of him, you know, wasn't expecting it to be Zika. Unfortunately, came down with it herself. But early on, they say computational biologists at Harvard University knows that the virus was changing and the genes were mutating. So we're not surprised. That's kind of what viruses do. But for it to be such a tiny mutation, just a little tiny, that, you know, that's like, whoa. It shows you how vulnerable we are to nature. I mean, nature will win. This is scary. Dr. Lubin and another team led by Jonathan Ball at the University of Nottingham in the UK started experimenting with the mutations in the lab, and quickly one mutant jumped out as peculiar. So they set up a video conference call with a Harvard biologist, and the Harvard biologists were like, what do you want? Well, we need a video call. Don't bother us. We're at Harvard. Yeah, I know, but we gotta talk about this. Yeah, we're from the University of Nottingham. Nottingham? Well, you're from Harvard. Anyway, so they just kind of went back and forth. They made fun of each other. Okay, but then the Harvard team got excited because they had been watching this mutation. They cropped up in the outbreak when there were only 100 or so cases in Guinea, and then unfortunately it spread like gangbusters, going to Sierra Leone, Liberia, showed up in Nigeria, Mali, then came to the U.S. So it's the form of the virus that made its way into the emergency room in Texas, and this mutant was more infectious than the original version of Ebola. Now, why is this good news? I don't see it as being good news because it just makes it harder for us to make a vaccine. But what we're going to have to figure out is how to make vaccines that may be general enough to handle if we get these mutant strains that surface. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
DocDali 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, a synthetic opioid named Pink is blamed for the deaths of two 13-year-old Utah boys. They're babies. These little 13-year-olds, they don't even look 13. They look like little babies. Ryan Ainsworth and Grant Seaver, both 13 years old, were students at Treasure Mountain Junior High School in Park City, Utah. They were best friends who had dirt bikes and skis and skateboards, according to the Washington Post. And unfortunately, the young boys died within 2 days of each other, same cause. According to on Thursday, the Utah Medical Examiner's Office announced the results of toxicology tests, and an acute drug intoxication was to blame. Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter said in a statement that the chemical culprit was an opioid so obscure it did not have an official name, and it was designated U-47700, but has a nickname. It's called Pink, or Pinky, or Pinky spelled a different way, but it's not reference to the color. It's a white pill. U-47700 is a chalky white powder that gets crushed, I guess, it's a chalky white powder in its crushed form. Narcotic users will grow out their pinky finger and take it in their nose, so that's why it's called Pinky. So it's not a color issue, it's the pinky of your finger, according to Sergeant Deanne Survey of the Davis County Sheriff's Office. Until recently, the synthetic opioid U-47700 was not much more than a curiosity. They said one of many dead ends in the hunt for superior painkillers. Now, Jacob Sismuskofizix, Jacob S., a chemist at the Michigan-based Upjohn Company, derived U-47700 from morphine. I guess the U taken from Upjohn. So they named it because the Upjohn Company, so U. But they say, like fentanyl and other synthetic opioids, this U-47700 is a more potent compound, 8 times stronger than morphine. So, apparently this U-47700 was confined to a 1978 patent for, I guess, most of its life. The FDA did not approve it for human use. Doctors at the University of California, San Diego reported in July that they were unable to find pharmacokinetic information, basic details like drug absorption and excretion rates. And it took a deadly turn in December 2012 when somebody died in Norway. Bit obscure, but it's powerful, and I don't know why 2 13-year-old kids who had their lives ahead of them and appeared to have good lives in a beautiful Park City community had to play with something like this. They said this U-47700 appeared to have traveled 6,800 miles just to get to Utah. They say a fellow 15-year-old classmate attempted to commit suicide. And they think pink could be the cause. This drug has been traced to China. The teenagers ordered it online. According to unsealed search warrants, it shipped it to a friend's house from Shanghai. The affidavit stated the delivery held a clear bag containing a white powder substance. So I don't know how or why these kids want to get this. DEA has already reported 15 confirmed fatalities. The estimates are those are as high as 15 to 120. They've seen it in Florida, New Hampshire, Ohio, Texas, and Wisconsin. A 19-year-old Toledo man died in Detroit. A Toledo man died in May, and then a 19-year-old died in Detroit just last month. So, I have two boys. I have two teenagers, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, and I know they're friends, and I try to keep an eye on them all the time, and you can't because they don't want mommy around when they're 16 years old and they're with their buddies. And I see now having a teenager how easy it is for somebody to go, hey, I got this, let's try it. All right, yeah, well, let's try it. All right, now luckily my kids have never done drugs, and they know because that I will, at a drop of a hat, I don't care if we're in the middle of Thanksgiving, Daddy is about to carve the turkey, I'll say, all right, guys, drug test time. I don't care if we're at Grandma's house. They know that I will, and in a minute, you know, a New York minute, not with no notice, test them. So I'm not as concerned because they know that I'm psycho doctor mom. But it's really a lot easier than you think, you know, parents. And because these are pills. Remember I told you what a bunch of kids are doing? They take a bunch of pills in a bowl. They take a handful, they'll pop them, and then they'll down it with some beer. And these pills they're getting from the parents' medicine cabinet. All right? You know, if kids don't want to do illegal drugs, but they want to get high, they're going to find other means to do it. To me, I think this is illegal, so I'm not sure what's going on now with this and where this is going to go. But I say, very frightening stuff. Oh, sorry, look, am I putting myself to sleep? All right, well, guys, no, stay awake for this one, because this is just scary. More U.S. middle school students are dying of suicide than car crashes. The suicide rate among U.S. middle school students doubled from 2007 to 2014, surpassing for the first time the incidence of young ones aged 10 to 14 who died in car crashes. So more are dying of suicide than car crashes. Now, I'm hoping we're doing a better job lowering the car crashes. I mean, I'm hoping. But it looks like there is a rise in suicide. An annual rate of 0.9 to 2.1. Middle school students. They're still babies. They're barely getting through puberty, a lot of these kids. Annual rate of 0.9 to 2.1 per 100,000. Traffic deaths were 1.9 per 100,000, according to the CDC in Atlanta. The motor vehicle mortality rate reported for 2014, the latest year for which the data was available, marked a 60% decline from 1999. Thank God. See, so we're doing something right. However, in aggregate numbers, they say 425 young people, 10 to 14 years old, took their own lives in 2014. 425 kids decided to kill themselves. What is going on? 384 had died in automobile accidents that year. So I'm going to blame the internet, and I'm going to blame all the access that they have. Okay, these kids, one of our friend's daughters had committed suicide. And she, from what we understand, she had used a belt, figured out how to tie a noose and do it in her closet. Where are they learning how to do this? When I was 13, 14, I don't know what I was doing. I think that was when Empire, no, not at all. I think, was it Return of the Jedi? I don't know what I was doing. I was probably so worried about fitting into my training bra because I was growing faster than I expected. I just wasn't even thinking. I wouldn't know how to do that. So one thing we need to bring up with something like this is when we talk about teenage suicide, we think of them as being older teenagers. We think of the 16, 17-year-olds that got dumped by a boyfriend. This reminds us that if 425 children thought that their lives were so bad, that death was the only answer, that's on us. We have a big problem. And we need to be aware that your 12-year-old kid or your 11-year-old sixth grader, and middle school can also, I think, for some, even be fifth grade, but your 11-year-old kid may think heaven or hell is a better place to go to than earth. And you need to be on top of that. And if your child has mental illness, all right, don't be worried about the stigma attached to it. Get that child treated. All right, get that child treated. Don't let them go, years, feeling like this because they'll plan something. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.